Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we play the Rotten Tomatoes game, and the very funny Brad Williams keeps the comedy going, and it gets funnier as we get into the news. First, I'll tell you about Madison Reed, Mr. Madison Reed. Well, they make hair coloring. They start off by making hair coloring for women. Lynette loves this stuff, and Gina loves this stuff as well. Then they said, you know what? Why don't we do it for the fellas? So now we got Madison Reed, Mr. Nice gray blending, natural looking. It's not the shoe polish look. I've used this a couple of times. It works very nicely. Little less salt, little more pepper. That's it. Madison Reed, Mr. Makes it easy to match your color. Just go on their website. Very easy to apply. Put it in, let it sit for about 10 minutes, and rinse it off. It's Madison Reed, Mr., right, Dawson?
Go to MadisonReedMr.com. That's MadisonReedMr.com and use code Adam10 for 10% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Again, that's code Adam10.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
Hey, folks, I got some good news and some bad news. Good news, a new month of Adam's Monthly Nut is coming at CorollaDrinks.com. Bad news, we no longer have the offerings from the Logo Pop, Chipmunk Cookies, and the Migraine Stick. Fear not, though. You can get all these kick-ass products at their sites. To cure that morning hangover or the headache from homeschool Zooming, head to MigraineStick.com and enter promo code Corolla15 for 15% off. For a custom-made ACS phone stand, head to TheLogoPop.com. And for cookies that won't get you hunted by the carb tyrant Vinny Tortorich, head to chipmunkbaking.com. That's C-H-I-P-M-O-N-K, baking.com. A big thank you to all of October's Monthly Nut partners. Prep your mail's box, because next week, a new month arrives.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew! Election 2020 edition! Dateline, Haines City, Florida. A 26-year-old man was arrested after breaking into a construction site, stealing and knocking down Joe Biden yard signs with a bulldozer! Definitely not a Jew!
Yeah, I like the election edition. I did not record... when I did in 50 Years Will All Be Chicks, when I did the audiobook, I did so much scatting that I literally didn't record whole chapters of the book and still ended up with 6.5 hours of audiobook. So I never recorded the Santa Monica
West Hollywood
Santa Monica Boulevard one, but we printed it out. And this is on the subject of why it's so damn nice over there in the gay neighborhoods. Go ahead.
Before you call glad, let me say this. I have no problem with gay people. I'm open-minded, but closed-behinded. I love the gays. All they do is pay taxes for schools they don't use, for prisons they don't inhabit, and to repair potholes their peach-colored Mini Cooper convertibles don't create. Meanwhile, they rarely use government programs and they don't crap out more kids that use up resources. In fact, they gobble up all the world's unwanted kids. They recycle like hell. Their cars always have fresh coat of paint of fresh coat of carnauba wax, and the lawns of their houses look like someone took tweezers and nasal hair clippers and finally manicured them. Their homes look like country clubs. You don't see the gay guy with an El Camino up on blocks and a sofa rotting on the porch. Those are the Jews. Oh, confused? I thought you didn't buy into stereotypes. The gays take care of their homes and their community. As a group, they care about the environment. They are very civically minded and nonviolent. You don't need to worry about a gay guy putting a knife in your back at the ATM. Plus, they leave all the chicks for me. Hold this page up and high-five it. You want to live in the gay part of town. If you live in L.A., all you need to know about the gays versus other groups can be determined by a drive down Santa Monica Boulevard. Santa Monica Boulevard is a long, filthy, graffiti-covered stretch of asphalt that cuts through the heart of Los Angeles, except for 1 2-mile stretch that has medians with green grass, spotless sidewalks, and happy couples strolling with laptops and lap dogs. Pretty much it.
All right. Well, there you go. That was my take on that that stretch. Max Panda looks a little confused, but I think we got it. All right. Shall we play the game?
Oh, dare we? Ah.
Listen to that noise. It's a high falsetto voice. That can only mean one thing, and you can feel it.
Got some names of flicks, and the game makes their picks. Guessing if it's rotten or fresh.
If they guess it exactly, we'll get a bonus 5.
It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it.
Right.
Give me the Rotten Tomatoes game. Now it's time to play it.
So, Brad, you missed it earlier, but it's been established that Bald Brian is a cheater.
I heard. I got a recap. So, all right. So, it's Gina, yeah. Adam, Brad, and the Houston Astros.
That's right.
Playing
this
game.
Ring.
That's right. Here we go. Now, if you spent any time on social media the last few years, you know that the month between October and December is not November. It's referred to as Movember. It's a yearly campaign that asks men to grow mustaches to raise awareness for men's health issues. So, in honor of those lovable lip rugs. Today we feature movies with spectacular stashes.
Wow. Mm. The all Tom Selleck edition.
Mm. Inspired.
First, we discuss the man everyone's talking about, though his very nice subsequent movie film is available now on Amazon Prime. Let's talk about the first feature film, which redefined the classic walrus mustache from 2006. Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
Well, everyone thought this was a good movie, and I think it's the kind of movies that critics like, because it's kind of making fun of regular folk.
It's a smart comedy. Mm-hmm.
And they like these kinds of comedy.
Yeah.
So it's got to be high, but we talk in comedies don't normally go past. They don't get into
There's
the
a
90s.
Certain point. Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's dumb because this movie was so funny, and there may be some deductions because there's some, dare I say, graphic nudity in this.
Glorious nudity, Brad.
Aggressive nudity.
I don't know if too many critics would like that, or maybe they're like, I'm just trying to think, are they afraid to not like it? But I think this is going to be a high comedy.
I think it's going to be a high comedy, too. I think the critics like this kind of comedy. So is everyone locked in?
Yeah.
Yep.
I went 88.
I went 89.
87.
I may have gone too low with 73.
No.
Borat is certified fresh at 91%.
Wow. Cracked the 90s.
It did crack the 90s.
Wow. Well done.
In this sequel to the classic story, Robin Williams stars as a grown-up Peter Pan who's forgotten his past life in Neverland until he's forced to return. His adversary is the incomparable Captain Hook, played by Dustin Hoffman, rocking the imperial mustache. Directed by Spielberg, 1991's Hook.
Wasn't Julia Roberts?
Yes.
She played Tinkerbell.
Yep. Bob Hoskins is Smee.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I've never seen this.
Yeah, Brian, this is one of those you got to.
I saw had no interest as a kid and just kept going.
I saw it in the movie theater at the time.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Spielberg. It's Dustin Hoffman. I think, and someone will have to check me on this, but I think this is also the first movie that Gwyneth Paltrow's in.
Really?
I think she plays Wendy, and that's because her godfather, Steven Spielberg, put her in the film. I think that's a true thing. Oh. I'm not sure.
I thought you were going to say Tiger Lily, which would have been problematic.
I bet as her second film.
Oh. Wow.
Still both, yeah.
Yeah, close.
You're way off, bro.
You idiot.
All right. So what do we think here?
I think this is nostalgia. This is Spielberg. It's an original take on continuing a story. So it's not really... I think this is high. But, I mean, hell, I'm the guy that said 73 last time.
I don't think the critics like this movie.
Yeah, I don't think it's considered very good.
It wasn't considered very good. I don't think. Everyone locked in?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm going rotten at 48.
Ooh.
A little higher at 59. Because this is for kids, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember anyone loving it, but it's Spielberg. I said 69.
I mean, this may be me just loving this movie because I was at the perfect age of when this came out, but I said 68.
Mm. Hook is rotten at 29%.
Oh, my.
Damn. What did you say, Adam?
I said 48. Yeah, 48.
Damn. Jesus.
How is it? Rufio, come on.
Yeah, this game just got interesting, gentlemen.
Oh, I got to start taking some big swings.
Next up, a biopic about the only man bold enough to sport the toothbrush mustache, the same one that Hitler wore. Granted, he wore it first in early films like City Lights and Modern Times, but we won't make you guess the scores of those stupid movies. Take a crack at this Charlie Chaplin biopic, starring Robert Downey Jr., Dan Aykroyd, Anthony Hopkins, and many more, from 1992, Chaplin.
He was nominated for this?
He was definitely nominated. He may have won.
Yeah.
I don't remember specifically, but yeah, he was definitely nominated.
I don't remember watching this. I do remember he was nominated, and I think it was well received.
He was nominated.
That's as much as I got on this one. But I do not know how well received.
I haven't seen this one either. No, it's really long. It's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those movies where it's also about show business, and critics tend to like movies that are about their own industry. Mm-hmm. So, and I know that I'm playing from way behind, so I got to kind of take some big swings here.
All right. I am going to choke up a little and make contact with a 75.
A little higher at 88.
79.
Like I said, I got to go big, so I went 94.
Whoa.
I got 75, Chris.
Chaplin is rotten.
Oh, really? Shit.
At 59%.
What?
Oh, bye, Brad. God.
Wow. Goodbye. All right.
Brian, what did you guess on that? 89?
88.
88, okay.
Can you really trust him, though?
Brad, don't let
check the tape. Check the tape.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out. It's not a metaphor. I'm saying I don't want to see you fly into the kitchenette. It's got a pneumatic closer on it, set for about 9 pounds. All right. Well,
the audience is higher, strangely enough. A movie like that, you'd expect that to be reversed.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we go.
For our fourth film, a film that features at least four incredible crumb catchers, Val Kilmer, Kurt Russell, Sam Elliott, Bill Paxton. We got all kinds of soup strainers over here, the handlebar, the gunslinger, even the chevron. And that's
Michael
just
Bean.
The good guys.
Michael
Bean.
Watch
talking.
It, Johnny. I hear he's real fast. 1993's Tombstone.
Okay, now we all love this movie, but are we looking at it as the people or as the critics? This is always a tough one, this kind of movie.
I think the critics like this one.
I think they like Western. Great performance by Powers Booth in this movie, too.
That's right.
That's right.
There's nothing.
Bye.
There's nothing not to like in this movie. So the critics, you know, there's a lot of violence. Sometimes they deduct a couple of points for violence. But
all white male leads.
Yeah, but back then it was to be expected. Yeah. All right.
Oh, shit.
I say, everyone locked in?
I'm locked in.
Okay.
I got it at 84.
I love this movie. I've fallen behind, so I think I need to make a little bit of a move here. 68. I think it was looked at as kind of a rock and roll Western, like a little less Not Unforgiven, which had come out like a year or two before.
Sorry. Gina, is it you?
Skin that smoke wagon. I said 75.
Once again.
He says that to Billy Bob Thornton.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. this movie was so good. I'm once again playing from so damn far behind. I don't believe I'm going for who's got the worst score in history. Was it Dennis Miller? I don't know.
I think Dunnigan maybe recently.
I'm going for 95.
No need to go heels to get the bulge on a dub like you. Tombstone is certified fresh. 74%.
Oh, I needed that.
Well, the people have it at 94.
94!
74 for the critics. Like, not good enough for 26% of these guys. Jesus Christ.
What else do you want from a Western?
I don't know. That's my whole thing. You go, you look at this film and you go, C minus D. Like, that's what you have to do to get to get to that
also,
number.
Also, true story.
Yes.
So they can't be, like, too liberal with
it's
the
ridiculous.
Story. Yeah.
All right.
Finally. The man who wore the fuzzy caterpillar the best, Burt Reynolds. Directed by stuntman Hal Needham and featuring an all-star cast, this film tells the timeless story of a daredevil and other various characters getting in their cars and taking off on a cross-country race. From 1981, The Cannonball Run.
God, I love this movie.
Oh, this is classic cinema.
Wow.
All right.
Dean Martin.
Adrian Barbeau. They were loaded for bear.
This
Farrah
is a
Fawcett
example.
Is in this one. The great Dom DeLuise.
Terry Bradshaw.
Because why not?
All right. So Hal Needham was a stunt coordinator, and Hal Needham was, I think he probably founder of Stunts Unlimited. And Hal Needham just at a certain point just went, fuck it, I'll make the films. I instead of doing all the gags and setting up all the stunts, I'll just do it myself. And he didn't really even have a script, as you can tell. It's like, we'll get Burt Reynolds. Burt, do what you do. Dom DeLuise, you do what you do.
Yeah.
Jamie Farr, you play the Sheik in this thing. All right. Now, this is a fun film.
Yeah. But do
obviously,
but do critics
not,
like fun?
No,
they don't.
They don't like a lot of burning fossil fuels and a lot of cleavage. Now, here's where I'm at. Brad has been mathematically eliminated, and that was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Brian and Gina are still around. They're still hanging around. Now, Brian and Gina are going to have to go bold with something like 7% or 9% or something, because if I try to play it safe, I'd say the 90s off the table. I'm gonna be up front with you. I'm going to say that if I try to protect my lead with like a 45 or something like that, I think Brian and Gina are gonna go with like an 11. And that's going to be a big chunk for them.
Which would...
On the other hand, this thing was tongue-in-cheeky, had a lot of fun stuff in it. And we could be living in a world where it got 53.
That means it's either going to get 45, 11, or 53.
you guys locked in?
Nope.
No, I don't know where to go on this.
I have no idea what to do.
I got a number. I'm good.
Okay, I don't feel good about this, but okay.
I am going to try to protect my lead with a 30.
Shit. 37. I should have gone bolder.
21.
I went for the Michael Jordan, 23.
You guys should have went five.
Yeah.
I couldn't do
17
it.
17 or something.
We have a 5-point deduction.
Oh, no.
The Cannonball Run is rotten.
What?
At 30.
Oh.
The nail in the coffin.
It's been such a long time since I hit one on the nose.
There you go.
Congratulations.
That's I do want to say we have a tie.
Ooh.
Brad Williams coming in fourth place.
What?
Your score, 120. Well played. Jeez. Winners never cheat. Cheaters never win.
It's true.
Just want to make that clear.
I'm cursed.
So this tie for second place goes to Gina Grad with her 74.
Thank you.
Bald Brian disqualified, and Adam Carolla, the win, 43.
Wow. I can't even get second place?
I made the podium, everybody.
Yeah.
Woo!
Wow. How we do it.
technicality.
The NCAA handing down sanctions.
I don't care if it's on a technicality.
All right. Gina's got the news.
Yep.
Bald and Brad are going to hang in with the news, and we'll do all that for you right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina. Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
The election is hot, 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 heating up. So let's just squeeze a little more juice out of this berry. With America preparing for Election Day, Google has a list of key topics that Americans have been searching for more than ever, according to Fox News. So as of Monday morning, unemployment ranks highest among search terms for political topics in the past 7 days, followed by crime, wages, healthcare, and Supreme Court. Now, Democratic presidential nominee Biden leads President Trump in Google searches as of Monday morning. Biden has 50% and Trump has 40%. But wait, we're missing 3%. Who has that? Oh, apparently it's Libertarian Party presidential nominee Joe Jorgensen.
Oh, felt like we were missing 10%.
Yeah.
47 and 50.
Oh, 47. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I heard 40.
Yeah.
Ah. And then Google notes that, maybe I said that, sorry. We'll play the tape back, Brian. Google notes that
I'm going to chime in for sure.
Search data is an indication of curiosity in the subject or candidate. It should not be considered an indication of voter intent. But the big search terms are
Russian pee tape. What? No.
Steele dossier. Unemployment, crime, wages, healthcare, and Supreme Court.
So you're typing in unemployment to find out what each candidate's stance is on it or policy
probably,
on unemployment.
Probably Trump's for it.
For benefits, like how to apply.
Yeah.
I that seems like a weird search term.
Well, it seems like you're doing that to get unemployment, but it doesn't seem specific to the race, right?
To the race,
right? Is that what that, I would think?
Is that makes sense to me?
That's where mine goes. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like there's going to be a difference depending on who's elected, right?
Yeah.
Because what does Biden have to do with unemployment, for example?
You're right. With the days leading up to the election, that might be another way to couch the story is. Everyone's talking about election, and people still want to know where the hell their unemployment check is.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Which is feeding everything else.
When has anyone here been on unemployment? Do you have a period in your life?
I did it right after layoffs when we flipped KLSX.
Same.
In between my next gig. I think I was on it for maybe 3 months.
You know what? I was same like you, Gina. I did that. I think it was 2 or 3 months. I was philosophically opposed to it. Just I felt weird about it. But Christy was laid off almost this exact same time. So with no income, we decided it was well within our rights.
Oh, and if you would have seen the apartment I was living in, there would have been no question why I needed the help.
Brian.
This is when I was in Echo Park.
I never have been on it. I was researching it right when the pandemic hit and all the gigs got canceled because I thought, oh, shit. But then it seemed like a really long, complicated process. So rather than do that, I just kind of pivoted and started doing virtual shows, hopped on Cameo, and started doing anything else I could do to make a little change.
You're saying you have dignity.
I get
it.
Brad, we're the same because I got... I've been flipped many times in radio.
Yeah.
And my last flip,
sometimes
everybody, thank you. Everybody, looking at unemployment, but I have and continue to have so many side hustles that it doesn't even add up for me to bother with unemployment because I'm still constantly hustling and gigging with random things. And so I probably wouldn't even get unemployment anyway.
Yeah.
I think
I had cancer.
Yeah.
You're still suspended.
I have some recollection of like when I was 22 or something going down to the North Hollywood unemployment office. Remember with those municipal, like the post office, and remember the smell from inside those places, the weird cleaner they'd use for the tile and all the people hanging out. And I remember going down there and trying to figure something out, but I couldn't fill out paperwork at the time. Like, I wasn't really good enough. I would always put my name where the address slot was because I would always get confused if that if it said address, if I wrote above it or I wrote like under it.
Right.
I would always I think I went down there. I spent about an hour. I waited in line. I was like trying to fill out shit and I just went, oh, fuck it. And I just walked back on. I guess I was doing manual labor at the time. And also I was able to like work under the table and shit like that. But I don't think I ever got a check. But I do remember going down and trying to figure it out.
I have bad news about your mail-in ballot.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Pretty sure it doesn't count.
That's trouble.
No, I know a lot of comics, though, that had to go on unemployment, though.
Really?
Yeah, once everything shut down.
What do you get every 2 weeks or whatever out here in California?
Depends on your income, up to a certain amount.
All right. But the comedians would probably get up to that amount.
I don't know.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
The maximum, because the maximum's not very much. You don't have to do that well to get to the maximum.
I mean, if you're a feature act and you go on unemployment, it might be a you might be getting a pay bonus. Like, it's just like, because. Features get paid nothing.
Features are openers or middles.
Features the second person up. So usually it's the host and Tom Segura did a great bit on this or rant about this, but it's like hosts have been getting $50 since 1978.
Right.
Like it just like back then it was great money, but then it just has never gone up for a raise, and neither are feature acts. Features get between like $100 and $150 a set, and that's. And when you do 5 shows a week, okay, that's your check. So that's it.
I loved that scene in Lost in America where Albert Brooks went into the local like unemployment office or the job finder's office, and he's like, "I need a job," and he's like, "Well, what did you earn in your last job?" He's like, "With bonuses, probably $150,000 a year," and The guy was like, we don't give those. He ended up getting a job as a crossing guard. I fucking love that movie so much. Unemployment is $450 a week max, plus $600 if it's because of COVID. Oh. $600 a week.
Yeah, all right.
Plus six hundred.
Yeah. Damn.
You get $450 a week. Plus 600.
Yeah.
A week.
$1,000 a week?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If it's because of COVID, they'll tack on another $600 a week.
That may be going away. I think they're still fighting about that, aren't they?
Well,
isn't Congress still fighting about that?
Shouldn't they just have replaced the $450 with $600? Seems weird to tack on $600 a week.
If you can prove that you were laid off because of COVID.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, a lot of people, business owners and stuff I talk to, have been like, people don't want to come back. I'm paying them less than what they were making on unemployment.
They weren't making $1,000 a week.
Right.
That's crazy.
So, $1,050, yeah.
Yeah, so more than 95 million people have already voted, and we're recording this on Monday. That's about 70% of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. And election experts predict historic rates of turnout this cycle. Just to give you some perspective, so it's possible that more than 150 million people may turn out this year in total. That's according to the experts. That would mean an eligibility turnout of 62%. In 2016, it was 55.5%. 2012, about 55%. 2008, 57%. So this one is seeing a bump. It probably will see a bump.
Big ratings. The biggest.
Huge ratings.
Huge turnout.
I give all the credit to Alyssa Milano telling people to vote.
Someone on Twitter asked me yesterday, like, what's the over-under on total votes? I'm like, BetOnline has it at 149 million and a half. So 150 Ooh. Million goes over, 149 million goes under. And it's getting hammered, by the way. It's minus 475 for the over. Like, people just were convinced it's going to go over.
Well, and that's what we talked about yesterday. Some booking guys in England say this is the biggest event ever bet on.
Yeah, well, think about... I mean, the country's got about 330 million people in it, but it's not – obviously, it's more than half the country because a lot of people are under 18.
Right.
I don't know what – I've been – what How many people, Max Pata, under 18 approximately are in this country? Would you guys, what kind of percentage would it be of that 330 million votes? Like, you know, it's got to be over. It's got to be over 30 million, right? It's got to get.
Oh, absolutely.
It's got to get way past.
I was
that.
Thinking 100 million.
Yeah, I mean, people have multiple kids.
Right.
Like two adults to, you know, four kids or whatever.
Is it 20%? Like what? 25%? Like what? What is it? Well, we'll figure it out. Anyway,
I would say 100 million. I'll be bullish and say 100 million.
All right.
Which is what? 28-30%.
Yeah,
I'll say 30.
I'll be bearish and fuck a hairy dude who's husky. I'll raise your bullish a bearish. All right. What else we got, Gina?
Well, I think it's important for, you know, today and the next day to remind people that this is being recorded a day ahead, because the news will probably be moving much faster than
just
we
tell us who's winning.
Exactly. So businesses all over the place are boarding up. Yep. This is D.C., San Francisco. Beverly Hills has, I think they hired like 80 private security guards to be stationed all over, you know, around Rodeo. That's all being boarded up. What other cities? There's a bunch, but
you could hire 80 private guards, or you could get one Korean liquor store owner with a fucking deer rifle. And that's all it takes.
So this article focuses on D.C., but I know this goes so far beyond D.C. Hair salons, restaurants, clothing stores, banks, anything within a few blocks of the White House is covered in plywood. As of Sunday, business owners prepare for a possible repeat of violent riots, looting. One Ooh, photo shows.
Yeah. I just came up with the fucking Amazon item of the year.
Ooh. Okay.
Now, we all know, when you go out hunting, or you're going to be in the woods, you're an outdoorsman, or you're a soldier in this man's army, you put on the camouflage.
Mm-hmm. Right, sure.
How about a camouflage plywood jumpsuit? So when the shit goes down, you just go flat there against the fucking boarded up. You could have like CDX ply, good one side, you know, Home Depot stencil or whatever.
Yep. And little knots in the wood.
Grain. You just fucking, you pull the gloves on, you pull the beanie on, and you just go flat. You just put your face against the plywood, and you just put your hands out, and you spread your legs, you just go, and the angry mob just goes running right past you.
There's the There's a scene at the end of the second Ocean's movie with George Clooney, where the thief or whatever is like blended in with the Las Vegas lights. Like he has like a Las Vegas light suit. So yeah, so you need something like that.
But at some point, when you're laying there thinking the coast is clear, some Antifa guy with a sledgehammer comes up.
Oh.
And he thinks he's going to bust into that Radio Shack, and he puts it right into the small of your back.
That's the dicey roll. Yeah.
Right. Wait. This is what you do then, Adam.
Hmm.
To expand on your idea, you have the plywood camouflage suit that already has a hole in it, like a sledgehammer hole.
Right.
So they don't
Move
hit the same
on.
Spot
now
twice.
Some drunk, horny Antifa guy, hear me out. Brad, you just went from the fucking kettle into the fire with that goddamn idea.
Any port in a storm.
Brad, you did not think this through.
No, not at all.
Now,
they don't
the
care
one
about
thing
splinters.
The one thing I do want to mention about this story is something that, Adam, you brought up recently. They don't assign an editorial angle to it, but I think we pick up what they're putting down. In this article, it says one photo showed the first and second floor windows of one building boarded up and spray painted to include artwork in support of Black Lives Matter. AT&T and some other stores Sunday had signs posted to tell customers they're still open, and other BLM signs. Mm. Because you had mentioned that if you put that up, perhaps your business will
be BLM. You know, first off, that's old. That's not going to work anymore, right? Like, that may have worked at the beginning, the George Floyd, whatever. I'll tell you what'll save your electronics store. You just put a big sign. You don't have to put plywood up. You just put a big banner that says your Tandy computer headquarters.
That was our first computer.
Right. No one's fucking kicking in that glass. Nobody.
It's a Commodore here.
Yeah, that's right.
I never thought I'd hear that word again.
Tandy.
Tandy.
That's right. You want to go to Radio Shack to get a computer. You wouldn't have to spend a penny on boarding any up. You just get a nice big placard, you know, just hang it in the window.
We got Tandy computers and used Ataris.
Right, right.
No, there's hipsters that would be interested in that.
There's a market for those.
That's why I said used.
70, almost 74% under 18, 24% of the population.
74 million.
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. 70.
Yeah. 70. Yeah, sorry. 74, about 74 million and 20, whatever, 24%. There you go. Under
18. Buy that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into some hot Johnny Depp news. Oh, boy. The Britain's High Court ruled against Johnny Depp Monday in his libel suit against the British newspaper The Sun. Now, if you remember, this has been going on and on and on. He flew there. Amber Heard flew there. We heard about, you know, pooping in his bed and all the name calling and all the craziness. The judge wrote that the tabloid published a substantially true article calling Depp a wife beater. Depp's ex-wife, Amber Heard, testified in court that Johnny beat her when they were married. She photographed her bruised face to prove it. Depp, and then they sort of discounted that as well, but this is the way the judge came down. Depp dubbed that stunt a choreographed hoax. His attorneys called Amber Heard a compulsive liar. The three-week libel trial featured sordid and salacious testimony, ranging from accusations of the bed poop, unfaithfulness, deep misogyny, gold digging, drug, alcohol abuse, screeds written on mirrors and blood. This case will be rehashed in the U.S., where Depp has filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Amber Heard herself. So this isn't going away anytime soon.
It's not worth it being fucking famous anymore, is it?
Just because all your stuff, well, I mean, it's not worth writing in blood on your mirrors and pooping in your partner's bed. Can't do that anymore like the good old days.
I just mean
the salad days.
Yeah.
Celebrity used to be kind of two things. It used to be I got a lot of money and I got a lot of stuff. And then it meant I get to do a bunch of shit too. Like Frank Sinatra gets pulled over on the turnpike with fucking 9 gin fizzes in him, and he just peels off $100 and the cop escorts him home.
Make a lot of things go away.
It doesn't end up on TMZ, right? Yeah. Now you're just going to get sued and everything's going to court. All right. What else we got, Gina Grant?
Well, stars, they're just like us. Brad Pitt got dumped. He's single. He and this German model, who I will put a picture up of, Nicole Porturalski, split after their brief fling. She pulled the plug. She's married. They considered it an open marriage. And the 27-year-old took a hall pass with Pitt for several weekends in the south of France, then went back to her husband.
Wow. And
one of his buddies said it was never all that serious as it was cracked up to be. So she got her Brad Pitt on and then went back to her.
Now, does she do that not because it says anything bad about Brad Pitt, but is that just so at a party she can say, yeah, I was with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
I think it helps.
You got that drop?
Yeah. I feel bad for the fucking Cliff Booth was nailing your wife for, 3 weeks in the south of France. If I'm the husband.
Who do we feel bad for?
No. I think the husband's got it great. Yeah. I let my wife go to Brad Pitt. She came back to me. I'm better. Yeah,
you got that angle.
She had enough. She got her fill.
Yeah.
Still, got that out of her system.
Still, like the next 4 or 5 times you have sex, you have to kind of keep your shirt on. Because you got the fucking dad bod. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she just had the pit master on top of her.
Sure. The pit master. Wow.
The pit boss. Why is it not the pit boss?
I don't know. Pit master.
Pit roast.
I like pit master.
Well, thank you.
I thought this was a barbecue joint. No, that's not barbecue sauce.
We're cooking today.
Yeah, you're like,
we're smoking some meat.
I'm going to leave my shirt on. I'm going to just go ahead and dim the lights over here a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's I got some bragging rights for that dude.
Is that a win-win-win?
Yeah, might
he gets,
be.
He gets I think a 27-year-old with no strings attached.
It's definitely tiered.
Right.
Definitely tiered.
Sure.
Right. So the husband has to have a hit list too, though, right?
Oh.
I mean, he's got a punch list, right? I mean, they got the, that list that all couples have,
The hall pass.
The hall pass, right? So
right.
Who's his hall pass, and
the
then
neighbor.
does he get to execute his hall pass now?
I mean, one 100%. Would, yeah, one would think.
Someone would hope.
Especially if she got Brad Pitt.
I wonder.
This may be a reaction to several hall passes of his.
I say,
checkmate.
By law, he can bang Jennifer Aniston now.
Mm.
I would explain that. I have to.
What are you going
to say?
I'd have to explain. Maybe Barry Katz could explain to Jennifer Aniston.
Listen, it was deep in your contract, Jen. I know you didn't read the prenuptial agreement, but all I can say is. I mean, you're going to have a wrinkled penis inside you. But think of the publicity, man. Think of the publicity. Courtney Cox, she was fucking David Arquette. David Arquette. You get the fuck Brett, this guy who's got a hot Instagram model. Think of the likes and the clicks. I get 10%.
I love that. All right, what else we got, Gina Grant?
A crazy-ass story that I've been meaning to mention for a few days. Costco is dropping coconut milk produced by major Thailand-based manufacturer Choka from its inventory following accusations of forced monkey labor.
How pissed is Pam Anderson right now?
Why?
She loves animal rights.
Fucking loves animal
rights.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Oh, monkey labor. Yeah, I thought we were still talking about Brad.
Yeah, right. However, it's a claim that the manufacturer and distributor have flat out dismissed for months, but that doesn't matter to Costco. Costco has become the latest in a slew of retailers that have dropped this product from Thai suppliers. Now, how are they using monkey labor? Well, PETA would like to shed some light on that. Let's see. Costco's move to do so comes after PETA disclosed that investigators, quote, found cruelty to monkeys on every farm, at every monkey training facility, and in every coconut picking contest that used monkey labor. And they say that they kept the monkeys tethered, chained to old tires, or confined to cages barely larger than their bodies. One coconut farmer even confirmed that handlers may even pull out the animal's teeth if, when they become terrified and they try to defend themselves, they bite. And PETA is calling on holdouts like Kroger to follow suit. So no mas monkey labor.
Coconut farmer sounds like slang for gay, that like your dad would use. Hey, boy, and your coconut farming friends, get the hell off my lawn.
Yeah. No, son of mine's a coconut farmer.
No, you be a monkey laborer like your old man, not a coconut farmer.
Is there such a thing as a monkey training facility where the monkeys aren't abused? Yeah. I have not seen it.
Part and parcel.
That's a very good question. Your buddy, what's that asshole's name? Not your buddy.
I mean, the newest game show coming to ABC. What's that asshole's name?
What? Who was that guy that had the monkey footage from the show?
Oh,
from
Bobby Barasini?
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Those are orangutans. First off, Pam Anderson reference was much more gettable than you yelling your fucking monkey friend. What's his name?
That asshole guy?
That's a wide, wide variety of humans. The man I've never met before. Bobby Barasini was accused of abusing his orangutan.
I mean, if there's ever a name that sounds like an abusive monkey trainer, it's that name.
Could you find a publicity shot of Bobby Barasini? It was like a 70s. There was another guy who was like a country singer, and his monkey was wackadoo. I mean, guys, they had these monkey sidekicks. But yeah,
EJ and the Bear,
right? Bobby Barasini was this like train had these orangutans, and he'd do these like circus acts and stuff. Oy. We looking at him?
Yeah,
he looks like a Bobby Barasini.
Yeah. Yeah,
he looks like an orangutan abuser.
Yes.
Yeah, and then there's some...
Look, his fist is balled up.
Weird footage of him, like, smacking his orangutans, like, backstage. Someone was disgruntled and, like, filming him with a video camera, like, in the 80s or something. Yeah. And that was the end of Bobby Barasini.
I still want to know, what were the monkeys doing for the labor? Like, what?
They're picking coconuts.
They're picking coconuts.
But, like, what is their prize? That's the thing. They're going up, they're scampering up the trees and dropping the coconuts.
No kidding.
Well, how? Yeah. Oh, you think they're working the retail side of the whole thing? They're shipping. They're doing packaging, shipping, inventory.
I thought maybe they split the coconut open. I mean, the only time I've ever seen a monkey
coconut splitting.
Yeah, the only time I've ever seen a monkey interact with a coconut was in Disney's The Jungle Book. I think King Louie has like a coconut bra or something. So I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
There's precedent. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there's really.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, there's. HR stuff.
Corporate, yeah.
They could be driving the delivery trucks. It would take three monkeys, but they could do it.
Yeah.
They run the focus groups.
Yeah. It's a very focused option of things monkeys can do as it pertains to working on a coconut farm, Brad. I don't know, Adam.
I think you could train a monkey to do just about anything.
Ask Bobby Barricini.
Ask your close friend, Bobby Barricini.
What if Barry Katz was trying to coax Bobby Barricini out of retirement after the orangutan debacle of 1989?
Listen, man, I know you don't think this is true, but monkeys, huge in the news, okay? Mm. There's a new King Kong movie every 5 years. They got them working HR at a coconut water plant.
I think Corolla was joking, but keep going.
Listen, I've heard Corolla. I've been on his show. Not much of a joker. Mm. Okay, he's very serious. Very serious. We got to get you back out there with the orangutans. We can have orangutans. We can have gorillas. We can have spider monkeys. It could be Shangri-La of Monkey Land. I get 10%.
The great Barry Katz. And I know you've heard the bit where Barry Katz tries to talk Bobby Barricini out of retirement on a lot of other podcasts, but this is definitely the best version.
Bobby, listen, they got a lot of things going on in Vegas. They've got Tape Face, who won America's Got Talent.
Mm.
If Tape Face is selling tickets, You don't think Bobby Barricini can sell? You don't think Bobby Barricini can put asses in seats?
There's got to be footage.
They got Piff the Magic Dragon on Vegas Strip. A guy in a dragon costume. And you don't think Bobby motherfucking Barricini can sell some tickets?
There's got to be footage of him on like the Mike Douglas show from 1978 or something.
I was on the Mike Douglas show.
Oh, you were.
I represented Mike Douglas.
Perfect.
I gave him the name.
A male monkey. So, humans can collect 80 coconuts a day. A female monkey can get 600 coconuts a day. And a male monkey can collect 1,600 coconuts a day. You would be a fool not to use monkey labor on your coconut farm.
I mean,
it's very dangerous. I guess 600 people die every year from coconut related deaths.
Right.
It's not funny.
Did you say monkeys are dangerous and then 600 people die
from
coconut?
I said it's dangerous to
coconut?
Harvest.
To harvest coconuts.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on. I watched a lot of Gilligan's Island growing up. Getting hit in the head from a coconut doesn't kill you. It just makes you lose your memory.
It toggles your memory.
I was going to say, it jogs your memory.
It makes you
sometimes
think. No, you have to get hit again with a coconut to get your.
It toggles it.
That's how much we understood about traumatic brain trauma in 1968.
It's science. If you get hit in the head with a coconut, you don't die. You just get a strange accent.
Right.
That's
the way it worked on Gilligan's Island. All right,
all
Gina,
of a sudden you think you're Napoleon.
Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Oh, last but not least, we got Geico. You want to save a bunch of money? Do you own? Do you rent a home? Well, sure, you do one of those, and you work hard. You know, it's easy bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy as well. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Save a bunch of money at Geico. Geico makes it easy. Visit geico.com today. All right. The great Brad Williams. Where did I put your plug? Oh, here it is.
RushTix.com is his virtuel show on November 14th. The next week, Bobby Barricini is doing a virtual show with orangutans. It's going to be undeniable. I get 10%.
Is there any Bobby Barricini anywhere, like on...
I'm not seeing any, like, TV appearances.
Hmm.
Not since I became his manager. I'll get him on all the shows.
I'd love to see that. He's got to be dead. He's got
to
be dead.
He plays graveyards across the country. They drag his corpse from graveyard to graveyard. He still has such command over those orangutans.
And you can listen live to me today with Pauly Shore on a stereo. Stereo today? What are we? We're doing it today on the stereo app. Yeah.
Yeah.
3 to 4 p.m. Pacific. I'll do a one-on-one with Pauly Shore. West Palm Beach, Florida Improv, November 20th and 21st. Two live shows, two stand-up shows, two live podcasts, a matinee during the day on Saturday with Mark Garagos. We'll do a Reasonable Doubt there. You go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live show info. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Brad Williams, Gina Grad, and Paul O'Brien saying mahalo.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And go get yourself a copy of I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, Adam's new book. It's available everywhere. The links are at AdamCarolla.com.
You know, it's really scary. Just see how much you could have been saving on your car insurance by switching to GEICO. Almost as scary as that homemade elf costume your mom made you wear in junior high school. GEICO can't erase the memory of tripping down the hallway in pointy shoes, but they could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Stop waking up at night in a cold sweat, wondering what happened to that green onesie. Just switch to GEICO and save 15 minutes. You could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.